Thank you so much for joining us here in the Big Alaska Show. We have Gordon Snyder in the house. We're talking about whales and whales without borders. One of the guys you met, and I met him through you, was this guy named Glenn Barr.
Yeah.
And tell us just a little bit about how you met Glenn Barr, and because you did it through your photography.
It's Barr, not Bear, right?
Yeah, B-A-R-R.
Glenn Hunting Barr.
Yeah, G-L-E-N-N-B-A-R-R. Yeah. There we go. So, well, you know, I've always been shooting photos and never really thought I was any good. And then people keep telling me, okay, take another picture. So I do. And with this whale project, I started taking more and more pictures. And one good friend of ours in Maui, his name's Justin, or he says, hey, Gordon, you ought to join the Maui Camera Club.
Huh?
I didn't ever heard of it. I thought it was for pros, but it's for hacks that like cameras and photography and pros. And so in that group, I joined a few years ago, and they've, even though I'm a mainlander and not a Hawaii guy, they welcomed me right in, and I thought that was real brotherly of them.
Yes.
And they've helped me enormously learn things. And Glenn was one of these guys who posts pictures every once in a while of some of the stuff he'd done. And I kept seeing these incredible whale shots. I mean, I take pictures, and most of the whale shots you see are when they're airborne.
Yeah.
Or they're coming up right at the surface.
Yeah.
He gets down in the water with these guys, and essentially, you know, one of my old phrases was dance with nature?
Mm-hmm.
This guy dances with nature, except his dance partner's 42 tons.
Okay.
Yeah, he mentions on this interview we're about to play, is 45 feet long and 45 tons.
It's like dancing with a school bus.
Yeah.
Some people can look at things and get a, and the animal will look back at them, and either they both freak out or one does, and the ambiance or the system is gone.
Yes.
But if you learn to just be patient and then just be there and kind of mellow out, then the animals don't feel that karma from you. And he's got it in spades.
What we're referring to in this little interview, this short interview with Glenn, is he had taken a picture of a whale's eye of about 12 inches away.
Yeah. I mean, and this is a big whale.
And yes. And so here's this little interview with Glenn Barr. Why don't we go ahead and play that, Mike? Glenn, can you hear me now?
Yes, Steve. Pleasure to be on your show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you getting up early. You're a couple of hours earlier than we are, which is, like I said, Gordon owes you. One of the pictures you have is a close-up of a whale's eye. Why don't you describe what that shot is, Glenn?
Well, the shot was taken in about 2006 or 2007 with a digital SLR, a Howe's digital SLR, in the Dominican Republic, which is about Silver Banks, which is about 100 kilometers from the Dominican Republic between Turks and Caicos. And it is a park. It's a sanctuary. And there's three boats that are allowed to go into those waters and take clients and swim with whales legally. And what they do is they train you about the whale's behavior. So the interactions happen correctly, and you don't disturb the whales, and you get real contact. It's really all about behavior. And you just can't get 12 inches away from a whale's eye without wanting to be there with you. And so there's many behaviors you experience there, and generally with whales anywhere in the world, you really just don't move. You don't dive down. You don't swim towards them. You let them come to you. And especially if there's a calf in the water. If there's a calf in the water, you really just freeze, okay? They told us you're allowed to move your shutter finger, and that's it. There is one behavior, however, which allowed for this kind of photography, that they describe, they call a Valentine. And it's basically when the female whale is in heat and dancing. They said, when that happens, you can dive down, get her attention, it's all good. You can approach her. A very unusual behavior, it's very rare.
What kind of whale was this, Glenn?
These are humpbacks.
Well, approximately how big was that?
Well, the girl in that picture was full grown at about 45 feet and about 45 tons. Yeah, just like as large as a bus, but a little wider.
Describe sort of how that relationship was. I mean, you seem to connect.
Oh, definitely. So much so that the next day we found her again, and she immediately recognized me and just like a puppy dog. The captain had to tell me to stop swimming because wherever I went, she went, and I was taking her away from the other clients.
It's one thing to bring a dog home that's followed you.
Yeah.
How did you develop this relationship with this whale? Was there a time period, or did you just sort of connect?
Well, it was very, very specific how I connected with this whale. They taught us about this Valentine, and basically they described it was a mating dance. So what I did is I was wearing a black wetsuit. I cut off the white sleeves off of a skin suit I had, and I sewed them on with an awl. I took a Sharpie, and I painted barnacles on the inside of my arms. And when she was in this behavior, and they were like, wow, this is really rare, everybody. Go ahead and dive down, try to get her attention. I didn't do that. I danced like the male whale was dancing. I moved my arms like he was moving his pecs. And she just locked onto me, and that was 4 hours of her just right next to me.
You're a sexy dude.
Yeah. I'm a small whale, but apparently I've got form.
That's awesome.
So she would, the behavior mostly was her literally just doing circles, coming at me head on, and you see some of those shots. On the ones Gordon has seen where the whale's just right in front of me, swimming towards me. And then she'd like roll like a large plane and swing her 12-foot peck over my head. And then 20 feet later, that tail would come at me and she'd move it out of the way at the last second. She was toying with me. She never touched me. And she just kept doing this behavior. And so I had ample opportunity just to get any kind of shot I wanted, you know. I totally trusted her. And, at one point she just kind of sat up right next to me and stopped, and I looked at the captain to get permission. I put out my hand, and he nodded, and I just started caressing her. That took things to a new level, and at one point, I was shooting video, just hovering right above her, just static, and watching her pass below me, and she stopped, and she lifted me out of the water and took me for a ride. That's extremely rare.
Oh, man, your next step is you're going to go meet the parents.
Yeah, right?
Were you ever afraid?
No. No, because she had such control of her body. I mean, the first time the peck swung across my face 6 inches away, I immediately realized she knows exactly where I am, right? She has complete control of her position in the water. Mm-hmm. So, you're just too excited to be afraid. I mean, I take out canoes, outrigger canoes in Hawaii here, all the time, and during the season we get on whales and people get so afraid, oh, it's right below us. I'm like, don't worry, it knows where we are and it has no interest in hurting us, and it's smart enough to know what we are and that we're not to be hurt, you know. They have a similar relationship with other marine mammals. I mean, I've seen dolphins riding on the noses of whales. There's a behavior with mothers. They keep the baby, the calf, buoyant and let it rest on its head. Basically, they share that behavior with other marine mammals, including people, which was the ride I had. It's basically, you're cute, you're a little marine mammal, I know you're not a threat, it's always fun to play with you guys, but I'm going to take you for a ride on my nose.